Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Vaccine for everyone?
Excuse me, you're going to have to remove it. You can't hear it through you.
Do you mean a fully approved vaccine for the entire general public or a partially approved vaccine for emergency use? Do you mean a fully approved vaccine for everyone, the full public, or a partially approved vaccine with emergency use?
No, we're looking for a full vaccine for everyone that wants to get it. Not everybody's going to want to get it.
By the way, we did not air that super ominous Martians are attacking sound. That's like some train in the background. We've had a few different versions of the clip. Some of them are louder than that. It's like while he's talking about it. And so there's a video up on Infowars.com of Millie Weaver exposing the fact that Trump never pushed a mandatory vaccine agenda. The media misrepresented that. I sometimes still don't get how the media spins things, and I am so upset about the Clintons pushing it, and Alan Dershowitz pushing it, and CNN pushing it, and Bill and Melinda Gates pushing it, and the UN pushing it, and them saying, oh, you will take the vaccine to be able to go outside your house, that I see Trump going, oh, the military's coming, and I got really upset. And listen to all the idiots that are going to say, we want you to wear a badge or a bracelet, which they're now proposing to show you've had an inoculation. If it supposedly protects you from COVID and the hundreds of mutations, which any scientist will tell you, they've never had something for a respiratory illness because it never worked. They've tested thousands of them. It doesn't work. 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 Even Fauci's had to hedge his bets and go, this probably isn't going to work. And there's too many mutations of it, and it could hurt people. Now, a few months ago, he's like, oh, when there's a vaccine, it'll be great. It's going to be really, really good. You're really, really going to like it. But now they're getting up to the human trials have started and people are getting sick. That guy's, will we get me off the stack that article about Bill and Melinda Gates? FDA shuts down their lab, developing vaccine and testing systems. I need that printout. Thank you. So this is the exciting stuff that's going on. They try to act like, what? Vaccine, bad reaction. That never happened before. Safe and effective. That's the PR, folks. And I know our general audience knows that, but you need to tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, say, hey, listen, you're always hearing vaccines are safe and effective. Have you ever heard anybody getting real sick? Well, I got real sick once. Or in the military, my buddy died. Or, yeah, my mama got polio from it. I mean, come on. Well, now they tell you there's no problem. Why don't we go to Walgreens together and I'll buy a cup of coffee and you walk in. Hey, can I have the insert for the flu shot? I might want to take it. They go, here's the fact sheet, sir. The fact sheet says safe and effective, blah, blah, blah. Might make your arm sore. That's not the insert. The insert is all folded up. It folds out the size of two phone books laid out. And you will read Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, cancer, autoimmune disease, death. Seizures, type 2 diabetes, can give you diabetes, can give you pancreatitis. He says it. And now every year they know a certain percentage of kids get the flu shot and MMR and they have pancreatitis. So now they crank up Dell Medical Center and the rest of it. And when the kids go in, they go, yeah, funny, type 1 diabetes doesn't run in our family, but suddenly you got type 1 diabetes because your pancreas is gone. They don't even tell you that most of the time it bounces back. They put you on the shots, though, and it never comes back. Got your ass. Got your ass. Got your ass. Got your ass. One of my good, good friends. Daughter got the vaccine. About 2-3 weeks later, she was losing weight, super sick, 3 years old. They go and they go, oh, sweetie, you got type 1 genetic diabetes. But then they're like, why is Dell Medical Center full of all these kids? Oh, they all got it, too. Yeah, a little bit of a special shot for you. You don't need that pancreas, do you? We'll take it. Woo! Oh, so far, it's all just been a test. Two people that work in this office, children died from vaccines on record. So get ready, all you out there, because you're going to die too.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, when I make corrections, I make them many times for many days, because a big mistake is not a very common thing here. A lot of times I'll get a number flipped around in my head, or I'll say somebody's name wrong. That, you know, that's just because I'm teleprompter free. But when I screw up and when I get something wrong, I am going to correct it over and over again, especially when it's really good news and I'm glad I'm wrong about it. The president scared a lot of people Friday when he came out and he said, oh, don't worry if you're scared. The economy will be great. We've got hope. We're going to beat COVID. I know why he was doing that. We'll have the military go out and give everybody the vaccine. And the media spun that like, oh, see, a forced inoculation, like Fauci once and David Rockefeller once and Alan Dershowitz once. I got a clip of him. And the New York Times had just called for it. So I said, well, it's pretty creepy saying the military, if that's the case. I'm totally against it. If he doesn't explain this, it's a deal breaker. Well, it turned out the day before and that day in the press conferences, he had made it clear. I've already played that clip three times. I'm not going to play it again. It's up on InfoWars.com. But I remember the first time they called me a Russian agent in 2008. The games were going on in China, the Olympic Games, and I got up at 6 in the morning, and I was literally getting some breakfast ready for my middle daughter, who was a baby then. And my ex-wife runs in and she goes, she just turned the TV on in the bedroom. She goes, the Russians have attacked Georgia. Well, I knew that could start a nuclear war. So I'm like, holy Hades. And I run in there and I run in and I get on. And I mean, I'm driving in and CNN's on the radio and I get in and. And I'm at the office watching this for about an hour, and I'm going, Russian forces have poured into Georgia, and they're attacking and trying to take the capital, and Dick Cheney's, you know, sending U.S. troops, the airborne troops out of Germany are going in. It's going to be a war. And I went, wait a minute. Let me just go to the computer. But for about an hour, I'm like, you know, running to the office and watching TV. Because I believe the lie. Because who would tell a lie that Russia just attacked Georgia? I mean, even CNN wouldn't do that, right? That's 2008. That's 12 years ago. And I go and I pull up German news and French news and even British news. It's like, well, the Russians are disputing it. They say that South Ossetia and Abkhazia got attacked. And then they're showing footage of these blown up military bases on the Russian border. And then I'm watching CNN and others are like, well, yes, it's true that they had to liberate a base. And so the Georgians did try to liberate a base. And I went and looked up the base. It was in a UN-held Russian area on the border. And I went, oh, my God, they attacked the Russians. And the Russians go, we're not taking Georgia. We're pushing the troops back and leaving. And they did. They left in 2 days. I go on there and I go, my God, I cannot believe CNN said that Russia attacked Georgia and tried to start World War III. And Obama was on the news saying that they'd attacked. And that weird president over there in Georgia was like eating his tie on TV. He's going, help me. And like eating his tie. Pull up Georgian president eats tie. They say 5 days. Well, they're really in for two. Then they push about halfway down and pull back for 3 days. But what I'm getting at here is that I'm not a Russophile. I'm an American, dyed-in-the-wool cult member of America. I love America. But I love the truth, folks. And see, I got suckered again. It's been a while since I got suckered. But they're on the news saying, yeah, Trump's going to support forced inoculations to get on airplanes. I'm like, that piece of filth! And they got me again. They got me again. And they get us all the time, don't they, man? And that's why they're constantly trying to keep everybody off the air so they can lie about us. So when they lie about us, no one knows what really happened. And that's where this censorship's so dangerous. So now they're censoring Trump tweets. We sent out a clip of Michelle Malkin at a major event talking about the censorship because she's a victim and it's wrong. And so now they censored him because they don't respect him because he's done nothing. He's promising strong action. We'll see if that happens. I'll read what he said when we come back. But here's part of Michelle Malkin's censored speech that now lives at band.video. This is what Twitter won't let the president show you, but they'll teach five-year-olds how to sit on the laps of convicted pedophiles. Here it is.
Yesterday, as you all know, Open Borders anarchists raised the Mexican flag over the Aurora Illegal Alien Detention Center as this summit's evening speeches were underway. I tweeted it as it was happening. And the juxtaposition of these two events is rich with symbolism, and I'm going to tie it all together for you. Because the assault on our borders, the assault on the rule of law, the assault on our First Amendment rights to the freedoms of speech, religion, press, peaceable assembly, and the right to petition our government for a redress of grievances are all of a piece. If we cannot communicate freely in defense of our nation, if we cannot publish vital information about the threats that we face, who is funding them, and how we can stop them. If we cannot gather in public places without a high risk of violence, if we cannot appeal to our government for help without fear of reprisal or punishment, we will no longer be a sovereign nation. So I did something that the Open Borders Press is not going to do. I looked at who is funding and who is sponsoring the paroxysms of protest against our law enforcement, our interior enforcement agents, and our Border Patrol agents this weekend and this coming week. Here are some of the sponsors and hosts. And, you know, we live here in Colorado and we wonder, where do these people come from? Who are they? Among the hosts and sponsors of events like the one in Aurora last night, the Border Network for Human Rights, the Florida Immigrant Coalition, a group called We Count, the American Friends Service Committee Homestead, the Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. The Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, helping to advocate and embrace and facilitate people who want to raise foreign flags above the American flag.
All right, let's stop right there, because we have the full 20-something-minute speech at band.video, and that's great. I wouldn't clear the crew. What Trump tweeted was about 4 minutes of her on free speech. So I want to show you specifically. That was important, though, too. Full things at band.video. Michelle Malkin. And by the way, I had a run-in with her 14 years ago, and I like Michelle Malkin. She's been on the show before that, and I want to invite her back on the show because we are some of the most banned people out there, and she's been a real champion of freedom. So I apologize to her for being really mean to her 14 years ago, but her bodyguards did get in my face and elbow me, and so I did punch one of them back, elbowed him. He didn't like it, almost broke his arm. But I really want to mend fences with her. And so Michelle Malkin, I have a big platform. I want to get her back on the show. She said, had a fake video of Marines throwing a puppy off a cliff. She said it was a robot dog. It was a real puppy. And she said, I faked it. And I didn't fake it. They ended up court-martialing the Marine that threw the puppy off the cliff. And I like dogs. I like the Marines, too. But don't be picking on a puppy, man. It's your ass kicked doing that. Anyways, the point is that you got a dog that's starving, you can tear it, shoot it. Just don't torture it. Anyways, she went too far. I went too far. Her PR people put it out nationwide that I attacked her. No, I was arguing with the people, and they said something to me first. But that doesn't matter. Let swamps be swamps, bygones be bygones. When we come back, they'll also play what Trump tweeted. My fault, wasn't clear with the crew. And then I'm going to get into all this other news, and believe me, this is so vital to understand the big picture, because this is a globalist revolution taking over. It's not like they have the lockdown and then they take it off and that's it. This is the beginning of really bad stuff, and I have a Bill Gates clip where he's admitting all that. It's so chilling. So if you want to have a future, believe me, listen to what I say, research it, and find out it's true. Because knowing this stuff is the most valuable thing you can know, okay? I mean, believe me, we know what we're talking about.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Here's a story up at nationalfile.com. It's also at newswars.com. Twitter bans clip of Michelle Malkin on big tech censorship after Trump retweets it. We were playing you part of her speech before, but this is actually what was banned. The president isn't allowed to send this out, according to Twitter. They said it violated terms of service. And now hundreds of doctors and nurses, prominent virologists, discoverer of HIV, Nobel Prize winners are being banned, telling people that the craziest thing on earth is to lock up the general public when something's spreading, and that not getting sunlight, and that telling you a vaccine's going to be available when they've never had a respiratory vaccine that works. I mean, this is just hands down fraud. But see, they were willing to go with this takeover to test to see how much control they could get. This is a giant test. And I have Bill Gates in a moment admitting that. He was on Stephen Colbert. But here is the Michelle Malkin that the president isn't even allowed to show you. Here it is.
And I have to say that these days, I'm not merely worried about my ability to do that and my fellow patriots to be able to do that. I'm terrified. I've witnessed friends and allies stripped of their platforms and their reputations and their voices. Some can no longer communicate on social media. When I planted my little flag in the social media world on the internet almost 20 years ago, I never thought that I'd have to wake up one day and wonder if my entire website was going to be unplugged because of an opinion that I expressed. And yet, there are many of my friends and allies, your compatriots, who not only can no longer communicate on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, or Instagram, but who also can no longer gather peacefully at hotel conferences to discuss their ideas. Still others are now forbidden from doing business with their banks, their payment processors, online retailers, and even ride-sharing services. There is no more safe space that we can feel that we are guaranteed the right to communicate our ideas with each other. Not in restaurants, not at homes. And you've seen over the last couple of years since Donald Trump took office that there are many elected officials in Washington, D.C., who can no longer walk on the streets without a threat or risk of violence to themselves or their families.
All right, the full video is posted at band.video with Michelle Malkin. You definitely need to go watch that. You need to see that for yourself. Okay. Now let's actually read what the president said. Trump vows to strip radical left of total command over Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google. Remember, 3 years ago, they were denying they were censoring anybody. Then they went, oh, we only want to censor Alex Jones. And they attacked me and lied about me to get other people to go along with it. Once that precedent was set, they have now banned and blocked basically everybody. And Project Veritas got footage 2 years ago under cover of Twitter and Facebook employees, high-level managers saying, well, what do you ban? Hey, anything pro-patriotic, American flags get you shadow banned. These dumb hicks think they're communicating with each other, but no one can see what they're saying. Yeah, when you try to send it out to your group, they don't see it. You have to use Facebook, Twitter as a page you forward to someone via instant message. And so the people figured that out, so now they're like, we need to ban people being able to send Alex Jones or President Bolsonaro private messages on Twitter. That was the headlines. Oh, and then they said, oh, and Jordan Peterson, too. And Alex Jones, we can't let Facebook people use their private messenger. And so it was in the news 2 months ago that Alex Jones and Jordan Peterson links were being banned. So people then hide the links and change the names. I mean, this is beyond the Soviet Union. This is beyond 1984. And so Trump did not say forced inoculation. He did say the military would come with a shot if you want it. How creepy is that? And the virologists admit it won't even protect you, but whatever. If people want to hurt themselves, I'm a libertarian on that front. Just don't try to make kids take it. Because they're not of age to be able to make that qualified decision, that responsible decision. Same reason kids shouldn't have pedophile drag queen story time, you know, to train them and groom them as the pedophiles admit they're doing. Leave the kids alone, as Pink Floyd the Wall says. Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone. Which means leave the innocents alone. Stop abusing people. The system, as Christ said, suffer the little children. And so Trump has failed when it comes to censorship. And he has greenlit and said 2 years ago, I'm getting ready to take strong action. It's illegal what Twitter's doing. Because his campaign manager thinks he's who got Trump elected. He thinks the ads they bought on YouTube and Facebook did it. It was the giant activist hordes of patriots promoting everything Trump said and fact-checking the enemy in real time. And they admit that. And they made MIT models and Oxford models how to defeat Trump's base and had huge internet models of take this person out and take them out and shut them down while going before Congress going, we never censored anybody. And now Soros and the ADL and Media Matters, all Soros funded, are running it. And Trump now has come out in these tweets and said it's Soros running it. And now Hungary's leader has come out and said that it's Soros running Facebook. It is Soros. They admit it. Facebook has introduced a Soros oversight board to censor conservatives. Hungary. People are like, incredible. Hoax. It's admitted. In fact, the Southern Poverty Law Center is actually more powerful than the ADL or Media Matters when it comes to this, and they're also Soros-funded. They're the ones that trained, get ready for this, 25,000 people on censorship to go work for the big tech companies virtually, and then they hired another 50,000. Last time I checked, it's over 100,000 people trained as leftists with hardcore leftist ideology that then virtually have access to your private messages on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and they admit they're in their live time having fun, the power trip of these pedophiles and perverts and communists. So the real crime is the surveillance of letting outside groups, not just the companies, but outside political commissars, political officers coming into America, coming into Europe. Hell, remember 5 years ago, no one believed it. Facebook hired former Stasi commanders to go recruit their former employees, and they, Google, last time I heard, was moving in to the Stasi headquarters in East Germany. Folks, this isn't satire. I'm serious. And so former intelligence agency operatives, leftists, every scumbag you can imagine, are in there, not just they're stealing your private company secrets. It's a gang. They are, this is a robbery. This is an organized crime operation. And the Pentagon is being taken over by Microsoft Cloud. And the FBI is like on 2005 computers and can't even find their ass with both hands. And instead run around persecuting American patriots that deserve medals, not prison, like General Flynn. Oh, and it turns out the FBI agent that ran the whole setup with Flynn, he's got a lot of explaining to do. Yeah, turns out this guy lives like somebody making $10, $20 million a year. Oh, I heard the Pentagon's not going to be let around by the nose anymore by the deep state. So, hey, you globalists are in your little Hitler bunkers, aren't you? And you think your intimidation works on us. Piss up a rope and burn in hell. Burn in hell, globalists, with your Chi-Com murdering buddies. Burn, burn, burn in hell. Burn in hell.
Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19 and the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, suppression and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big Tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the New World Order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere's.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Crazy stuff going on, a lot of crazy stuff. And people have to get conscious. They just have to tune into reality, and they have to face the facts of what's going on. We have been laying down so long and putting up with the globalists. going to go to rebroadcast. Screw it. I can't do it. I just, oh, my God. Man, I tell you. The little things. It's the little things. It's the little things in life I want. And, you know, I sit here and I look at all this crap unfold. It's just so disgusting. It's so simple to beat. But we're just a nation, a planet of children now. And it's so ridiculous, this criminal takeover. It's so unbelievable. They want the president to put in your body what they want. And these very groups have been caught with huge, long histories of secret experimentation. And now they're just rolling it out in the open. Look at Bertrand Russell, one of the top liberals, Nobel Prize winner. Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine for a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible, even if all are miserable, all will behave themselves happily because the government will tell them that they are so. And he proposed using nuclear weapons to depopulate the earth of humans were so bad. And that's where Bill Gates and all his crew get their ideas. This is who the elite think are a rock star. I mean, this guy was around into the 1950s spouting this crap. This guy is considered a leading mind. And he said, diet, injections, and injunctions will make rebellion against the government as impossible as sheep rebelling against the practice of eating mutton. Man. I think I'm going to get rid of the bumper music on the show. I think the answer is getting rid of it completely. And you know, I've been talking about this for a couple of years, but I'm just going to have to do it myself. No big deal, but I'm going to stay here tonight and I'm going to do it. You're not going to hear bumper music on the show ever again. We're done with it. And because it's a distraction, it takes up time from the show. 30 seconds in, 30 seconds out, it's done. And we're just going to come in like Michael Savage and everybody else does with the Alex Jones show, and we're right back in. Because that's the answer. It's nobody's fault in there. It's just distractionary. And that should make it easier. So that's a done thing. Maybe once a week we'll have bumper music. That could be another train wreck. But, you know, I'm not here babbling for lack of stuff to talk about. Boy, there's plenty. There's a lot to cover here, what these people are doing to everybody. And I just watch everybody like little gullible chicken necks thinking it's fun. It's all cute to wear your mask and virtue signal, and the statistics don't matter that it's all a hoax. None of it matters. It's just so fun to just get into all the role-playing. And see, that's where the globalists have been so smart. Is that they've turned us, and we've turned ourselves into dumb animals. And we've turned ourselves into just lazy slobs that don't really care. And so the globalists are going to just sit there and poison us and kill us. And I guess it's actually true. We need to get rid of most of the people because there's just a bunch of useless eaters running around doing nothing with their thumbs up their rear ends. And so, okay, fine. I mean, look, I'm not going to join Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein and all the perverts. They're creepy, they're sick, they're evil. But see, God's going to use trash like them to judge you. And so you can be as PC as you want. And, you know, the left now wants to ban clapping. Hell, don't worry. They're banning public events. Because you're like a fish being taken out of water. That's what they're doing. You're like a fish being taken out of water to die. You're not being taken out of the farms and taken out of the factories and told to stay in your home that you're obsolete and non-essential because there's some new great wonder world coming for you. This is the post-human planet. This is their big plan. This is Bill Gates saying, oh, this is just a drill. This is just part one. This is to get us ready. We'll play the clip in a moment. Here's on Colbert. To get us ready for the terror attack. Well, who do you think the terrorists are that are going to release the weapon? So then all the forced inoculations and all the checkpoints and all the death. Oh, it's not the government's fault, the corporation's fault. Oh, no, they're the saviors. And they'll have some whacked out LSD, you know, religious leader who takes the blame for it, who thinks they're Jesus, and it's going to be blamed on Christians. Yes, the next big bio attack will be blamed on Christians so that other Christian groups denounce it. And yes, I see that. Don't you see that? So here's Bill Gates on air, because criminals love to brag, telling you what's, because he has Event 201. And I told you 4 months ago that Event 201 was the drill for all this. And then now he says, oh, no, this was event number one, and now event number two is coming. And see, what's Event 200? Event 200 setting up the plan for global depopulation, that State Department Memorandum 200. And then now going operational, from beta into operational, is Event 201. And then now there's Event 202. Here it is.
Since you tried to warn us about this pandemic and we didn't listen, what's the next thing you're warning us about that's going to happen 5 years from now that we're not listening to at the present?
Well, I didn't want to be right. What I wanted to do is...
I understand. I'm not saying you won. Everybody loses. Nobody wins with this. And I'm not saying that you're... This is not an end zone dance. I'm just saying, what else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario, because they're... a pathogen with a high death rate would be picked. Now, the good news is, okay, I'm not trying to depress you, it's tough enough
Too late.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one, most of the work we'll do to be ready for that are also the things we need to do to minimize the threat of bioterrorism.
Well, Mr. Gates, thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for the efforts you and your organization are doing to try to find the cure for this. And we'll see you again. Stay safe.
All right.
Yeah, stay safe. Stay safe. And he has 60,000 square foot home. And then he has like a 500 foot yacht or something. Oh, but he needs you to stay in your house. What a load of crap. He says you're not essential and a useless eater. And if you keep acting like one, hey. I'm saying all you leftists, everybody that think you're QT and you're part of the system, you're obsolete schmucks, you're idiots, you're fools. What a bunch of losers. We'll be right back.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because it was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny.
just like the history books show. It's just like the Bible states. Every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interests and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Live last segment. Really appreciate all the great stations and viewers and listeners. I appreciate the great crew putting up with me too. I'm really upset by this. I feel dirty even researching all this, and so I lash out just in general because it's therapeutic to fight these people, but I do it too much, and so I'm going to take a few days vacation later in the week to work. When I take vacations, it's to work. To work on the Bill Gates film. That'll be therapeutic for me to do something I haven't done in years. With all the clips and things I have to do some interviews. And I'm going to just churn this out very quickly. It's very powerful. And I've been working on it a couple hours every day in the last couple weeks. So Owen Schroyer on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is going to be hosting the show. Because I'm going to be vacationing in one of these editing booths over here. I believe that will be a vacation. Because I don't like hearing myself talk. I want to really put something powerful out in his own unbelievable words. And we'll put it out on DVD, too. I've decided at cost. So we can just flood everybody because they're going to try to censor this. So you'll have that hard copy that you can share and make copies of. The old-fashioned way. Hey, this isn't allowed online. Make copies like the old days. We used to get tens of millions of our videos out that way. I'll be with Loose Change and Endgame and 9/11, the Road to Tyranny, and Police State. Remember all those? We'll do it again together. What's old is new again. Okay, let's talk about this. You've heard of the Duke of Earl, that old 50 song. Duke, 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 Duke of Earl. Well, this isn't a nice Duke of Earl. Prince Andrew, the Duke of Earl, pedophile friend Jeffrey Epstein, also best buddies with Bill Gates, procured girls from Britain and flew them to the U.S. on his private jet to be abused. Maria Farmer, the first person to ever file a complaint on Epstein, says, and she's put out some new shocking paintings that we can show you a color shot of. They've got some of the players on there and some of the folks that she says are the bad guys. And again, Epstein was just a butler. He was a concierge. She was a maitre d'. You know, he's like the guy they celebrate. Oh, thanks for putting the party on. But he was a nexus between Israeli, British, and U.S. intelligence at the highest corrupt levels to compromise people. And that's what this whole sickening can of worms is about. Oh, and who first exposed Jeffrey Epstein? We're on record. And I didn't expose him for the pedophile rings. It was him running the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation events with Oprah Winfrey, who has interesting proclivities. Folks should investigate those orphanages in Africa and the old Zorro Ranch. Let's just say she's seen more tail than a toilet seat. And these are some sick people that are really into themselves and the power they have, and they're all just in love with themselves like they're gods. There's old Bill Gates. Old Billy boy. And look how evil those men look. Ugh. 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 Get them off. People always counter, oh yeah, well, Donald Trump's been seen at, you know, parties at Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, it's like a club. And I wouldn't defend Trump in 2 seconds if I found out he liked Epstein. I went and looked into this 5 years ago. No connections to that. And I happen to know Trump's sexual proclivities are pretty well known. Bombshell models. Very intimidating women. I mean, I've met Melania Trump, and I know it was like, am I on Krypton? This is like Superman's mom or something? I'm like, you know. She definitely got the juice going, man. I mean, you know, and the pedos aren't into powerful women. They're intimidated by that. I'm definitely into it. And so is Trump. I mean, I like the full goddess model, big and juicy, you know, all the good stuff. Anyways, I mean, Melania, anything's a little too skinny for me. But she's definitely a presence. But I looked into Trump. He's not part of the pedo train. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It all ties together. There's a lot I didn't get to today. I overprepare for these shows a lot of times, but they're coming with forced inoculations. They're coming with total tyranny. And I'm very, very pleased to see that from Japan to Italy, major leaders are coming out, seeing what this is, and Bill Gates being thrown out of India and other countries for giving people polio and caught sterilizing little girls. I mean, these are some sickos. Well, he said he wants more child death. But let's get to some good news here. Trump is pointing out that the people that launched the attempted coup against the president, including Obama, should be in prison for 50 years. Here's the president.
It was the greatest political crime in the history of our country. If I were a Democrat instead of a Republican, I think everybody would have been in jail a long time ago. And I'm talking with 50-year sentences. It is a disgrace what's happened. This is the greatest political scam, hoax in the history of our country.
Well, it is the biggest.
And people should be going to jail for this stuff. And hopefully a lot of people are going to have to pay. No other president should have to go through. And I'll tell you, General Flynn and others are heroes. Heroes, because what's happened to them, they weren't after General Flynn. They wanted him to lie about me, make up a story. And with few exceptions, nobody did that. There were many people. I watched K.T. McFarland the other day. I watched where she was knock, knock, FBI, you know, the FBI, okay? This was all Obama. This was all Biden. These people were corrupt. The whole thing was corrupt, and we caught them.
That's right. Now let's go to the new press secretary, McEnany. And she's a cute woman. She's good looking, but that's not why I like her. She's smart. She does her research. She knows how they're going to attack. She's the best yet in there. I really like it. Here she is laying out these criminals. Here she is defining to the national press Obamagate, a term we coined. Here it is.
Also in his interview with Maria Bartiromo the other day, the president suggested that people should be jailed for what he said earlier in the week was a very obvious crime. You're an attorney and the president's spokesperson. Perhaps you could lay out the elements of this crime. What crime was committed and in what way?
I assume you're referring to the Obama administration and the unmasking and...
When the president calls Obamagate, what is it? What are the elements of that crime?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked because there hasn't been a lot of journalistic curiosity on this front, and I'm very glad that you asked this question. Look, there were a number of questions raised by the actions of the Obama administration. The Steele dossier funded by the Democratic National Committee, an opposition political party to the president, was used to attain FISA warrants to listen in on conversations of people within the Trump campaign. There was the unmasking the identity of Michael Flynn, and we know that in a January 5th meeting in the Oval Office with President Obama, Sally Yates from the Department of Justice learned about the unmasking, not from the Department of Justice or from the FBI. She learned about it from President Obama and was stunned and could barely process what she was hearing at the time because she was stunned of his knowledge of that. We know that there was a lot of wrongdoing in the case of Michael Flynn. The FBI notes, for instance, that said, should we, quote, get him to lie as they pontificated their strategy? We know that the identity of this three-decade general was leaked to the press, a criminal leak to the press of his identity in violation of his Fourth Amendment rights. These are very serious questions. They've been ignored by the media for far too long, and I'm very glad that I think that is the second question that I have fielded on Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, because justice does matter. Those questions, they matter.
To be clear, I heard you mention one thing you said was criminal, and that was what?
The one thing that I said that was criminal, the leaking of his name and the very real questions that have been raised. But if you want to start talking about wrongdoing the administration, happy to go through Andy McCabe leaking to the Wall Street Journal and then lying about it. Happy to talk about James Clapper lying before Congress, saying the NSA does not monitor phone calls. That was an inaccuracy, to say the least, if not a lie. And John Brennan telling Congress that the bogus Steele dossier played no role in the Russia probe, when in fact we know it did and was the basis of attaining FISA warrants. So there's a lot of mistruths there that were said, many of them under oath.
The full thing is on InfoWars.com, but let's talk about flip-flopping. You know, I want to like Steve Bannon, but you know, he has done some flip-flopping that's been really bad. And, well, look at this. Steve Bannon flip-flopped on Roger Stone's WikiLeaks connection under oath. He told the Senate Intelligence Committee that he'd never talked to WikiLeaks or to Roger Stone about WikiLeaks, but then under oath, in the D.C. court where they were doing their whole kangaroo operation, he said he talked to him all the time and that Roger Stone was their connection to WikiLeaks, which I can tell you was not true, and Roger Stone was not telling people that. So why is he allowed to lie either to the federal court or to the Senate under oath when Roger Stone was charged by accusations that very committee that he lied and said he never talked to WikiLeaks? Think about that. So I don't want to see Steve Bannon charged. I want to see him to come out and explain himself so that Roger Stone's exonerated. Because we all know Roger wasn't talking to Julian Assange. We weren't cool enough off the New York Times back then. And so we know that he didn't. So we know you told the truth to the Senate, then the FBI threatened you, so you lied in Roger's trial, didn't you? That's a scumbag move, buddy. That's a scumbag, lying narc.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.